It's funny how we like to give titles to certain periods of time, historic events, and notable trends here in America, right? Like the Roaring Twenties, the Great Depression, more recently the pandemic, and even the Great Resignation. Well, here in the collision world, we have a brand new one. Maybe you've heard of it. The Great Awakening. Sound familiar? Well, I can guarantee you this. 10 or 20 years from now, nobody, and I mean nobody, except those of us in this exact industry, will remember the Great Awakening. In fact, nobody besides us knows it's even a thing right now. But those of us that still will be around then, and the ones behind us that carry on the good fight of repairing vehicles safely and properly, will never forget this period in time.
Welcome to the Mind Wrench Podcast with your host, Rick Sellover, where minor adjustments produce major improvements in mindset, personal growth, and success. This is the place to be every Monday, where we make small improvements and take positive actions in our business and personal lives that will make a major impact in our success, next level growth, and quality of life.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Mind Wrench Podcast. This weekly show is the personal and professional development podcast designed primarily for those serving the automotive repair industry, where we share simple, yet effective strategies with personal and practical insights on mindset, self-improvement, and leadership that anyone can use for a more successful shop and a next-level life. I'm your host, Rick Sellover. Thanks so much for tuning in and spending a few minutes with me today. I truly hope you find something of value here. If you haven't done so already, and you really like what I'm sharing here, please hit the subscribe button so you never miss another episode. And make sure you share this podcast with others, because when you share the show grows, and I get to help more people. And that's why I do this podcast. It's funny how we like to give titles to certain periods of time, historic events, and notable trends here in America, right? Like the Roaring Twenties, the Great Depression, the Cold War, the dot-com bubble, more recently the pandemic, and even the Great Resignation. Remember that one? It's just like a little over a year ago or so, right? Well, here in the collision world, we have a brand new one. Maybe you've heard of it. The Great Awakening. Sound familiar? Well, I can guarantee you this. 10 or 20 years from now, nobody, and I mean nobody, except those of us in this exact industry, the collision repair industry, will remember the Great Awakening. In fact, nobody besides us knows it's even a thing right now. But those of us that still will be around then, and the ones behind us that carry on the good fight of repairing vehicles safely and properly, will never forget this period in time. So, Rick, tell me, what exactly is the Great Awakening you speak of? Well, it's exactly what our hardworking, ethical, resilient, and persistent shop owners, technicians, suppliers, and supporting audience have been working towards, hoping for, and predicting would happen for years and years. It's also something that insurance carriers have been fortunate enough to avoid for decades, but have been quietly dreading for the last couple years, and now are directly facing without a quick resolution or relief in sight. It's a shifting of the winds, a receding of the tide, a swing of the pendulum in the opposite direction, a slow, unstoppable transfer of leverage for how vehicles are repaired. It's a revealing of whom the real customer is, the vehicle owner, not the insurance company, and it's changing the repair-insurer conversation completely. So here's the thing. The Great Awakening is not something that can be captured in a slogan or a sentence or even a paragraph. No, it's more of a collaboration of events, situations, and changes in our industry that have merged together with impeccable timing. We had a great discussion about this the other night on our Collision Cocktail Hour with record-breaking attendance, and really dove into the whole realm of what this awakening consists of, and what it means to those business owners that have fought the good fight for years, did the right thing for their customers, many times without proper compensation, and are driven to continually improve their business along with the bottom line. Oh, hold on. Wait a minute. What was that? What is this Collision Cocktail Hour? What is that? You haven't heard of it? Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you already knew. Well, let me explain. Those of you that know me understand my long tenure and passion for this industry is the reason I started this podcast a couple years ago. But along the way, I met some really great folks with similar passion that serve our industry in their own unique way. And we formed a mastermind group with the intent of helping those that serve the auto repair industry through our combined knowledge and skill sets. From collision center marketing, financial and generational wealth, consolidation expertise, if you're buying or selling a shop. Mindset and profitability coaching, consulting, and even cutting-edge collision shop ownership, all coming together on a monthly Zoom call every third Wednesday of the month that's open to all shop owners, repairers, suppliers, and manufacturers, where we discuss today's hot topics, share solutions and best practices that drive success, and foster improvements for all in a relaxed and casual atmosphere, just like hanging out at the bar after a meeting. So, as we discuss this topic on the show, with a lot of input from our audience, we realized that there are several awakenings that were happening simultaneously. I did my best to condense it down, so here's just a few of those. Many of you probably remember the old TV car ad, "This is not your father's Oldsmobile," right? Repairing a vehicle has changed dramatically over the years. The sophistication and processes involved with the safe and proper repair of today's vehicles, using OE repair procedures and getting back to pre-loss conditions, has changed in quantum leaps from how we used to repair the old Oldsmobiles, Pontiacs, and Plymouths of the past. The seasoned technicians back then only had to worry about buying maybe a couple new hand tools each year to accommodate, maybe a new headlight housing or a grill at the launch of each new year's model, can no longer operate that way. No, their toolboxes are now larger than most RVs, and they have to load them up with so many new tools and diagnostic equipment each new brand and new model launch that they need additional boxes added on, and they end up running out of wall space. Number two, one of the most notable awakenings is the repair process itself has changed. From the decades-old chain of events of, write an estimate, get the keys, get them in, pull what's needed, start repairs, order parts, send to paint, order more parts, discover additional damage, send back to body, more repairing, back to paint, put together late Friday, detail why paint is still soft, and deliver. Today's much more organized and efficient methods. Scan, research safety processes, OE repair methods, special equipment needed, do repair planning, blueprinting, consult with customer and advise, explain repair plan in full detail, fully disassemble, mirror match parts, pull repair structure, repair panels, refinish, scan, calibrate, detail, deliver, follow up. It's much different and much more involved and requires a lot more admin and a lot more time. Have you ever looked in the mirror and said to yourself, "How come I'm not further along than this?" Or "Why can't I ever seem to get ahead?" Are you frustrated with life, unsure of your future, wanting to make a change in your current situation, but too scared to make that next move? Maybe you want to reach that next level in life or in your business, but not sure what the right move is. Or maybe you feel the best thing to do is nothing at all. Many of you may not know, but along with hosting my own weekly podcast, I'm a personal development, mindset, business, and life coach, where I focus on helping people with self-development, mindset, and how to make positive changes in their lives. And trust me, with all the negativity we've had to deal with these past 2 years, I think we all need some positivity, a positive change, and a fresh approach to our life or our business in 2022. Sometimes talking to the right person can make all the difference. If you really want to start making those changes in your life, take action right now. Reach out and email, text, call, or direct message me as soon as possible. Do it right now. I'll set you up with a free consultation call and pre-qualify you for either the one-on-one or business coaching that you really need to get your life or your business on the right track to success. Appointments are available right now. Number three, part of the awakening that's demanded national attention is the OEMs have changed the game, leveraging the safety and functionality of using OEM parts and OE recommended repair processes. And then there's the liability resting on the repairers and insurance carriers for damages from improper repairs. Referring back to the John Eagle Honda $40 million lawsuit, everybody remembers that one, right? Which has started taking away the power over repairs from the insurance carriers and allowed the shops to get more properly compensated for the processes, scans, calibrations, and OEM parts required that were routinely denied in the past. Number four, then there's the old silent but deadly awakening. I know that sounds horrible right now, right? But the decline and slow death of the DRP, the long-term relationships with many top shops and enlightened repairers that are now realizing they can be much more profitable, accurately bill for everything that's necessary in the repair process, and actually do less ROs when they operate outside the limiting criteria within the DRP contracts. all the while experiencing massive jumps in labor, material rates across the country, for many of the carriers. Rate jumps never seen before, $6 or $8 or even $11, even $12 per labor hour in one single jump sometimes. The old days and mantra of making it up in volume is fading fast. Number five, then there's the general awakening of the fact that due to the overwhelming lack of available technicians, the large MSOs and bigger DRP shops can no longer keep up the pace needed for the volume of claims. And the carriers are needing more shops on their DRP programs. Yet the shops are less interested in giving up the concessions, as it just doesn't make much sense for them to use their limited resources to perform the highly technical work for a discounted amount. It has led to a shift in power in the repairer's favor. One of our hosts from the Cocktail Hour had a perfect analogy to the Pixar movie, Bug's Life. Now, if you remember that movie, you know, maybe you saw it with your kids years ago, but the ant colony worked their little ant asses off every season to collect food to appease the greedy grasshoppers that would swarm in as the harvest was completed and take all their food. Now, this process would be repeated each season, and the ant's sole purpose became doing all the work for the terrorizing grasshoppers to keep them from getting angry and wiping them out, putting them out of business. Until finally one little ant, Flick, with the help of some circus bugs, decided to stand up to the grasshoppers and put an end to their oppression once and for all. Now, I've watched that movie, I don't know, probably a couple dozen times with my girls when they were young, but it never dawned on me on how parallel it was to the insurance companies and what they've done to the body shops for years, until this comparison was pointed out. By the way, thanks, Clay. Since then, it has stuck in my mind until today when I decided to write this episode. Then, just for fun, I posed the question to AI software available through ChatGPT, you know, the thing everybody's playing with right now. Anyways, I asked ChatGPT how life lessons from this movie could be compared to the collision industry, and this is exactly what I got. Thought this would be fun to share. There are several ways that the lessons from A Bug's Life can be applied to the collision repair industry. Leadership. Flick is a natural leader who's willing to take risks and think outside the box to solve problems. In the collision repair industry, effective leadership is essential for managing teams, handling customer interactions, and making important business decisions. Teamwork. Flick and the circus bugs have different strengths and skills, but they work together to achieve a common goal. In the collision repair industry, teamwork is essential for delivering high-quality repairs, managing workflow, and creating a positive work environment. Standing up for oneself. Flick learns to stand up for himself and his colony against the powerful grasshoppers. In the collision repair industry, it's important for shop owners and technicians to stand up for themselves and their businesses when dealing with insurers and other stakeholders. Innovation. Flick's creative solution to the ant colony's problem shows the power of innovation and thinking outside the box. In the collision repair industry, innovation can help shops stay ahead of competition, improve efficiency, and deliver better customer service. Valuing diversity. The circus bugs had different backgrounds and skills, but they learned to work together and appreciate each other's strengths. In the collision repair industry, valuing diversity can lead to a more inclusive workplace, better customer service by understanding and respecting different cultures, languages, and perspectives. Overall, the lessons from A Bug's Life can inspire collision repair industry professionals to be creative, courageous, and collaborative in their work, and to value diversity and teamwork as key drivers of success. Not bad, huh? That's what AI does. I was actually pretty impressed how spot-on artificial intelligence was on the subject. But a word of caution. I believe that AI is going to be the vehicle for carriers to try to tap the brakes on this shift in power and the shift of money, which they like coming in, not going out. Now, I know they're currently using AI technology that can analyze and total out a claim from a photo estimate within about 5 seconds. And send that vehicle straight to an auction yard, bypassing your yard and eliminating that profit center of writing totals that's been helpful for many shops. Some countries like Japan and Spain are already using AI to process up to 80 or 90% of repairs via straight-through processing. But that's another subject for another podcast episode. So for now, let's enjoy the great opportunities to increase our revenue and repair vehicles safely and properly without the constraints of the past few decades. Long story short, in the same fashion that Flick collaborated with some others that have been maybe a little different from him, and then he used that momentum to enlist the help and input from his own tribe to take that stand against the grasshopper's unsustainable ways. The great people of the collision industry have gotten together, whether through attendance at conferences, local trade shows, or training events, as well as social media platforms like Facebook groups and LinkedIn, where they collaborated, shared common beliefs, new methodologies, goals, and desires to become better repairers, to be properly compensated, to no longer reside under the oppressive thumb of the insurance company's demands, and made their own stand for a better future. Well, that's all I had for you today. Thanks again for tuning in. I really appreciate your support, and I hope you have a great week. I can always be reached at www.ricksilover.com, where you can find all my social media links, podcast episodes, blog posts, and much more.